This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Kurt, K-U-R-T, Fellows, F-E-L-L-O-W-S. Date of birth is July 4th, 1945. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Fellows with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, anemia, and hypertension. His last visit was October 28th of 2024. He's been feeling well, weight is unchanged, and no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He is on several new medications since his last visit, including naproxen 500 milligram twice a day for severe back pain, gabapentin 300 milligram three times a day, and tramadol is 50 milligram up to three times a day as needed. Other medications are Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, his Norvasc, Prinivil 20 milligram twice a day. He's on Synthroid, Hydrodiol 25 milligram daily, Pepcid, Zabeta, his Bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, Xanaflex 4 milligram at bedtime. He's had no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and chronic controlled edema of the lower extremities. Physical exam, weight 354 pounds, pulse 62, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. He does have chronic non-pitting edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 17th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.29 with estimated GFR of 56. Hemoglobin is 11.6, normal white count, normal platelets. Albumin, 3.8, calcium, 8.5. Phosphorus is 3.7. Sodium, 136. Potassium higher, it's 5.4, most likely due to the addition of naproxen while also on lisinopril. And carbon dioxide, 26. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels but mildly increased potassium. We did ask him to stop naproxen and use tramadol and Tylenol instead. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, history of anemia, stable. And we'll have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.